Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Before we take another call, at the bottom of the hour, we start talking about some hurdles. One is that, you know, a couple of women were watching the Jesus film. They didn't know the rest of the story. Nobody told us. That was one of the hurdles. Share another hurdle before we get another call in.
The other hurdle is what I call fear from the Christian side. We think that Muslims are not afraid of us. No, Muslims are afraid. They always sometimes feel like, wait a second, is this person going to influence me away from God? So, and then the Christians, many times, they're afraid. They're afraid to talk to Muslims, and they say, well, maybe they get upset or they blow up. I was in Michigan talking to a college student, and she said she doesn't talk to her Muslim friends about Jesus. I said, why? She goes, because they get angry. I said, how do you know they get angry? Have you talked to them? She goes, no. I said, well, how do you know? You've never talked to them. So she's so afraid, she's already made the decision before they even talk to them. So our challenge is to our Christian friends, hey, take the initiative. Show them love. Show them respect. Start a conversation. I was in Ohio. The neighbors discovered, the Christian couple discovered the neighbors are Saudis. And so they invited them to their home, and the Saudis invited them to their house. And they had Saudi coffee, and Arabian coffee is very thick. And they were telling me how it was such a great time. They stayed there 5 hours just talking about Saudi Arabia and America and cultures and how people can live together. And they asked questions about stuff we do in the United States so they can understand the culture. And I thought, what a great way, you know, to show Muslims love and respect and dispel the fear. And I was proud of this couple who had already done Bridges study, but they felt, hey, what's so wrong of talking to my neighbor? So they're Arab, why not? So they're Muslim, why not? And so I think we need to challenge the church to get over the whole hurdle of fear and let love replace fear, and then reach out to their Muslim neighbor.
In fact, I know you've said that before, but the goal and responsibility is Christians and witnessing. I mean, it's not about conversion, is it?
Amen, yes. I mean, at the end of the day, theologically speaking, it's God's work. I mean, it's their response, their individual response to God's work. And then the Bible says no one will have an excuse by judgment day. So we know that God is on the move. And that person who just moved to next door to you in America didn't come here by chance. God has a plan. Why are they here? So for us to shine the light, you know, the light just shines in darkness, and the rest is God's work.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.